pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Councilor Lazier.
Here.
Councilor Stone.
Here.
Councilor Egbert.
Yes.
Councilor Boggs.
Here.
Councilor Meyer.
Here.
Mayor McKnight.
Here.
Thank you. All present.
The media present.
Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment. The purpose of public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone.
I didn't get any. Is there anybody that has any agenda items? Okay. Presentations, Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. Hope your January's going well. Tammy Trowbridge, the Chamber of Commerce President. Couple of these, we'll pass the rest. I'm going to pass the rest of those on down, please.
One short.
Well, that's why I had an extra budget. So, you've got your budget in front of you, the budget report, and if you have any questions on that, let me know. This has been a little bit of a quiet month, except for the fact that we did have a TRTAC, the Transient Room Tax Advisory Committee meeting last week. And we had a very interesting request come before us and that we approved. The Best Western, Hartford Lodge, has, through a program, come into possession of three electric car chargers. Two of them Tesla specific and one of them just for standard electric cars. And they were looking for funds to help them get those installed. And so we approved that. They may need to run another power line in because the power level that they had at that point looked like it would take a really long time to charge cars, and they'd like to get them done overnight, obviously. But the really exciting thing about the Tesla chargers is, now I don't know if this works this way for any other cars, but Tesla, their cars come with the electric charging stations preloaded on their GPS. So once they get those chargers installed, Sutherland is definitely on their map anyway. And those are very nice cars with an upper end clientele. And so we're going to, I talked to Mary at the hotel and we want to pursue putting together the logistics of maybe some wine packages, because they said she's had people ask her for those kind of things, and we don't have any tours except once a year in the spring in this area. So maybe looking into that, helping them facilitate getting those things going and coordinated would be a great idea for their clientele. So we are very excited about that. We're Monuments talked to Greg at the Sign Factory this week, and he's moving along on those other six. I've asked him to look into a graffiti resistant sealer. He's gonna check that out. I had talked to somebody else who had mentioned that to where they get painted on or anything like that, it just washes right off. So highly interested in that based on the fact that those, you know, we're not gonna be able to watch them all the time, right? We're working on getting the dolly ready so we can move the one that we have around into different locations throughout the city, different businesses. You know, weighs 400 plus pounds and want it to be on the dolly with, I know, right? If I could get five young men to pack that around for me several times a month would be wonderful, but that's probably not going to happen. So Gary Daigle is actually working on that for me. And I'm kind of excited, actually, about the whole response from businesses. I've kind of informally presented two different times and had two different businesses indicate they were really interested in sponsoring their own monument. So I think it's going to be a very easy sell. So that's exciting. And I've gotten a little sidetracked here as this month is going along because we're getting geared up for the First Citizens Banquet, which is next month, and we'll be at the Danny Lang Center this year. And so get your nomination forms in. Any questions, comments?
Are we donating enough money to our museum?
That was actually the other request that we did a special funding on at the TRTAC. She doesn't usually approach the tourism fund for very little. I mean, like $250 or $300 throughout the year just for a really specific publicity flyer kind of thing. And so she had put in for a larger grant this time, and we approved that. So we wanted to make sure that that continues. It's a great little place.
When we did the contract for the tourism funds to the chamber, part of that was going to be volunteer coordinator or somebody in that position. And are we still doing that?
We are still working on that. And one of my new board members has had a great idea that we're going to pursue as soon as the recruitment for the director closes at the end of this month. But Bill Ratledge just had some great ideas, a little out of the box from our traditional thinking on how we would we were thinking of putting together a database on those kind of things. He has a little different spin on that may make it more attractive for people to use us as a resource for that. So I'm kind of excited about that. When he presented it, I thought, wow, as soon as we get done with the First Citizens thing and all that, we need to pursue that because I think that would be very attractive for people. The other thing that we learned a little bit about volunteers and they're very reticent maybe to come out and sign up for something new. And so we held a volunteer training a couple weeks ago. And there were several people that were actually very interested in it and weren't able to attend. So we'll do this again later. But we had the training for existing volunteers at the Visitor Center, plus some of the board members, because we want to be involved in that rotation, and had another lady from the community there who was very hesitant about even committing because she's, well, I want to be able to do things in the summer. And we said, that's fine. We're going to train extra people and have backup. But I think the biggest issue for people can be the fact that it might be intimidating. They think they have to walk in there and just immediately know what to do. And so the training helped, and then we're going to do a lot of shadowing with people. So today was her first day there, and Sierra was actually there with her all day, and we'll do that for the first time. So we just want to make it non-threatening.
How's the recruitment going?
Pretty well. I have a few good-looking resumes, and good. So we'll know more next week.
Have we done anything else with the video? Are we out of money on that to add on to it, or are we?
I haven't been in touch with Camp Rochester on that, but it is on my list. So I would like to have something worked up on that so we could show it again at the First Citizens Banquet.
Well, I was looking at a program that was on Google Earth that they actually you drop pins as to where your area is around, and spots that people might want to see, and I didn't know if we have that down there to where like Fort's Pond, you put a pin there and it shows a picture of it, and to where when people come there they can actually just do it all on the internet, Cooper Creek, different things, without having to travel out there if they want to go there to. And that video, we never really ever finished that. That's where I was wondering if it was done.
So that's something that would be on the internet, and they could come and access at the visitor center.
Yeah,
pins, and they pull
it's
that up.
It's through Google Earth, and what you do is you would keep that area that you want, and then you would drop pins on, and they just click on it and the picture shows different. You can add actually several different pictures to it. But out in the woods, they have a lot of them to where, say, a lookout's on top of a mountain. You just click on that and they'll show a picture of what it looks like out there, you know, 100 miles from them.
I see.
So Google Earth offers that. I didn't know if, you know, in the web down there in the chamber, you know, they could do something like that.
Well, I'll bet they could. I had somebody mention that to me last week about our monuments, having them be pinned so
yeah.
you could.
And then they click on each one of them, see each one of them without even really having to.
I don't want them to be able to read it, though. I just want it to be a teaser because I want them to come downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Anything else?
I'm kind of concerned about the fact that the video, we spent $15,000 for the video. It's really, we're not doing anything with it, is it? Can we put it on YouTube? Do you have any objections to any of us putting it on YouTube?
I don't have any objections to you doing that.
Okay.
At all. Please feel free. We have distributed them to the guest house and the Best Western, I know. And it would be great if you guys, if you are able to do that, that'd be fabulous. I do very little on social media. That's why I'm really hoping that director will be able to do those kind of things. So, but that'd be great.
Okay.
If you could do that. Because you have a copy, right?
I do. I think.
Yeah,
we all got one.
Yeah,
I'm sure I still have it.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it is.
Okay.
I have to borrow yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Anybody else?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. On to the consent agenda.
No,
the council. The minutes of January 14th and the 2015 regular meeting.
Are you
Mr. Mayor?
I
agree. Do you want to talk about the council business?
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped that. Council business. We got the budget committee vacancy. And give basically, you know, what we're talking about some discussion to give staff some direction on how we want to fill that. Frank brought that up last time about John Laley hasn't been able to attend the meetings. So,
Isn't he on the school budget? They have their meetings.
Yeah, there are some he's conflicting, and he said that he's having conflicting times, and he just can't, you know, hit both. So my thought was, you know, if we could put it out like we normally would, advertise and for openings like we would if there was a vacancy, is kind of my thought process, unless somebody else, you know.
I think we should give everybody a chance.
Yeah, put it out.
Just open applications till the end of February.
Yeah, I don't know what's a good cutoff time.
When are you starting all the stuff?
Is there anything as far as it is?
That's what I was just asking.
Guidance or anything, or is it just?
End of February would be fine.
End of February?
Yeah.
That gives you a month, though. Yeah. So. Yeah, if nobody has any problem with that, we'll just go that route, just like we normally do. Good. All right. Now on to the consent agenda. Meetings for the January 14th, 2015 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda for the January 14th meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Vote.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
So under action items, we have some general business. Ordinance number 1040, the Sullivan Sanitary Garbage Franchise Agreement, second reading and adoption by title only. Recorder, you're on.
Ordinance number 1040, Sutherland Sanitary Garbage Franchise Agreement, an ordinance granting an exclusive franchise to Sutherland Sanitary Service, describing the terms and conditions thereof and the regulations connected with therewith, and providing penalties for the violations of this ordinance.
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading and adoption of ordinance number 1040.
Second.
Okay. And moved and seconded to adopt the ordinance of 1040, second reading. Vote.
Mr. Mayor, discussion?
Oh, sorry. Any discussion?
I just had a comment to me.
Uh-huh.
Is that Councillor Anderson, did you get your questions answered?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I appreciate Vicki for.
Yeah, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a question that you. make contact with the department head, get your questions answered. So
yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I...
Yeah, my, I just let the council know. I just had questions exactly. about the insurance increase. It went from $1 million to $3 million. And my thought was $2 million, but, you know, because $1 million seems a little low for today. But Vicki said from the direction of our insurance company, they wanted $3 million. And then they also eliminated a bond, which isn't typical with these kinds of ordinances. So it was kind of a wash as far as my concern with Sutherland Sanitary was going to have to start paying higher premiums for the insurance. But since the bond got eliminated, it was kind of a wash. Plus, fuel prices has gone down, so I'm sure that helps them out, too.
Next week.
Is there any more discussion? Now we go to vote.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion passed unanimously. Carried
unanimously. On to reports. Fire service update. First chief. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Councilors. Last 2 weeks, we had two staff meetings. We prepared for the Firefighting Academy. Well, we taught four classes. We're doing them on Wednesday night and Saturdays for 5 hours. We got two new recruits. One is a recruit and one is a trained firefighter. We had a risk management meeting. We sent a contract to review for Kalapuya Rural Fire District. Met with the labor attorney, met with the Union Local 2091. I think it was in your packet. City manager talked about. We worked on the staff and council workshop. Did some comparisons for negotiations. Worked on standard operating procedures. Had grand jury, and we borrowed some additional turnouts for the recruits. So that's pretty much our 2 weeks in a nutshell. Question.
Are we ever going to need to use our equipment for training, or do we have to wait for the contract up?
I think we'll have to wait till the contract's up.
Also, I heard something about that our police can't train with you guys.
That's correct.
Yeah, didn't we tell you that already?
Not officially.
No, that's correct. There was an unfair labor practice filed, and the sergeants and the chief backed out of the training.
Who filed it?
Local 2091.
What equipment are we using for training, if you don't ask?
We're using Oakland and Fair Oaks engine and equipment, and then we borrow the turnouts from Albany and Sile.
Are they donating that, or are we paying for it? Or?
Well, when we move in, that'll probably be part of the budget item. We'll get new turnouts. We'll have them sized for the firefighters, and I'll return those.
Yes, we don't need to answer the question.
Clean them and return. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't pay for them.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Karen Shell.
I read someplace in all this stuff that you're advertising for a chief. Is that right?
No, we haven't started that yet.
We haven't started that yet?
No.
Where did I get that idea?
Because it was his idea and I botched it.
Oh, okay. What would you do? Will you be advertising nationwide or locally, or what will you do?
Both.
And we'll answer that question in more detail. We intend to do a workshop in February, and we're keeping a running list of questions. Right now we have 26 questions that I have presented. You gave me some other running questions, and we're going to do a workshop and answer all the questions, and I'll give you more details to the method to my madness for.
Did you write down Karen's questions?
No, I don't really care about her questions. Yeah.
That's all I'm just saying. It includes the meetings. If we have questions, put it on
that's
the list.
And,
it's not 26 questions about fire. Just
yes,
yes,
about fire. What we're doing, how we're doing it, and we want to do a workshop with you in February to give you an idea. Keep in mind, February is a real tipping point for us in terms of how quickly then we accelerate to the next phase, and that is standing up a some sort of fire operation that can respond to the citizens' needs. So we'll have a better handle of who's actually going to graduate and qualify. We'll have a a better idea of budget numbers, and we'll have a better idea of the union ramifications in terms of the requirement to negotiate changes in the fire services. And so that union is still a legitimate union with us, and when we start fire service on July 1st, we will have had to, or will still be in the middle of bargaining some components of that labor agreement.
When is the graduation for the trainees?
It should be the middle of March. I think it's the third week in March.
So when you get graduated, can we work with Fire District 2 to...
Well, when they graduate in March, then following that will be an apparatus operator training, and that's in a two-phase. One is the driver, and then the other is the pumper operator, and that'll go through until June. Oh. And then we have hazmat ops and awareness. I mean, there's still a lot of training for these guys to go through. They're just kind of scratching the surface. So. Oh, okay.
Good. Thanks, Chief. City Manager update.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I have one piece of information I wanted to share with you today, which I think has the potential of being good. We will see. You remember we applied for and received a $40,000 grant to do economic opportunity analysis, and we selected about five industrial sites and one major commercial retail center site to ask the economists to do an examination of what the best potential. With the commercial retail site, they've agreed to put together marketing materials, artist rendering, and economic data that we can use and take to go recruit investment onto that site. That is an additional $10,000. We met with the Douglas County Industrial Board today, and they have agreed to consider this as part of a funding request for us. So it would be a grant of about $5,000, and then between the landowners and the city, we'd come up with the other $5,000. But at the end of the day, we'll actually have, remember when we met with Mr. Bruning, and of course he bailed, and I think they had a catastrophic economic situation in California. But one of the things he told us is that we could do this ourselves. And so if you look at the economic opportunity analysis, and if you read it, the economists and their research said that there were three primary possible uses for that site. One is as an outlet mall. The other is a boutique motel focused on the wine industry that would be a gateway to the wine industry. And the third was a destination resort type thing, like a water park, a theme park, that would attract people here. Because we don't have the numbers to stimulate a mall in and of itself. But we have the traffic counts and the coast in other regional attractions that this could add to it. So they're going to create the marketing materials to bring in an outlet mall, a destination resort, and a boutique motel. The motel we're looking at in particular is called the Allison. I would encourage you to look them up. They are in McMinnville.
What's it called?
The Allison Motel. And it focuses strictly on people who want to come to wine country. We learned today at the DCIDB initial meeting that they're doing the same thing in Ashland with the Ashland Hills Inn. They're turning that. So the far southern Oregon area is already beginning that. And so if we can get in early enough and actually bring the marketing material, and part of the marketing material they're going to produce is an artist rendering of what it could look like on that site.
Cool.
So they were very, very positive. Felt like this could move forward. And with that, we will have that added marketing piece. Now, what that means at the end of the day, and this is what we had the landowners there, I told them at the end of the meeting, I said, what this means is that one or two of you along with one or two others, i.e. Tammy, the chamber, and other folks, I need to maybe go do a visit and sit down with Great Wolf Lodge, for example, up in, is it Centralia or Chehalis? I always get them mixed up.
It's Rochester, yeah.
Huge water park there with a motel complex, and sell this site to them to invest in. And there were two prominent outlet malls that they thought best applied to our circumstance, one in Bend and the other in Troutdale, Oregon. And so we would make contact with the investor group there and go sell this site to them. So, you know, we're going to get $5,000. The owners are going to put in most all of the other. And I told them the city would backfill any shortchange property owners. But there's six property owners there. A guy named, Dar Yarborough, Leroy Hanna, Dan Withers. Pat Fitton, Sam Robinson, and Benjamin Clappa. And so they're all going to put in the money to help pay for this. So it's something that could be good. On the other hand, if we don't do something with it when it's done, it may not be. So that's the end of my report, Mr. Mayor. If you have any questions,
Or are we talking about the mall? I mean, the old abandoned mall, is that the property we're talking? I'm trying to figure out the...
Across from Taco Bell.
Across from Taco Bell.
Yes, okay, that's...
Behind Basco's.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. That's even better. Yeah.
And who was it that was going to put together the marketing piece that you were saying?
An economist group called the FCS group in
FCS,
Portland.
Okay. And so that marketing piece was the one that's going to be around $10,000, mm-hmm. and we were going to try to get half grant, half... city and owner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mostly owner.
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah. Okay, I see.
Yep. All right, city council business and comments. Remember, monthly meeting time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Anderson. Got anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Lazier.
The only thing I'd say is we might all say a little prayer for East Coast. I understand they're going to have a tremendous amount of snow in the next few hours. And how lucky we are to have 50 degree and 60 degree weather.
Time
so
of January.
It's kind of nice to look at that and think, wow, I'm glad I live in Oregon.
We need snow.
Yeah, we need their snow, that's right. But higher
not
up.
Not quite that much.
Mr. Stone. Jerry, I noticed in our weekly reports that the Friends of Fort Bond are trying to get their IRS, and also we're talking about going to the Parks Advisory Committee and stuff. Will that affect that urban growth deal that we're talking about doing out there?
No.
Because the way the minutes of your report was saying, it was the entire Fort's Pond piece, and we purchased all that land back behind in one piece.
Right.
So, no. So okay, it won't affect that.
No. In fact, one of the comments, I don't know if we told you, I don't want to belabor this, but one of the circumstances that may happen is that we may have to retract the urban growth boundary to put that hillside outside the city limits and the urban growth boundary. But based on what we hope to achieve over there, that we'll be bringing a report to you in the next few months on. That I think I talked to you about it, didn't I, on Friday, Frank?
Maybe.
Okay. But anyway, I'm
what happens.
It doesn't need to be in the.
So the short answer is no.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The other thing I noticed in the report that we were replacing some of the new equipment that we put in the water treatment plant up there, and said that we're replacing a turbidity meter head photocell, and we just bought all that. Is it under warranty at all? It is. Okay. The other thing was, there was two other things. One was... And I noticed in the police report we had a premise to open to the public of the Knowles Estates.
Mayor, Council President, Kirk Sanfilippo, Chief of Police, City of Sutherland. That was a presentation that I made as a result of a request by the Knowles Estates Homeowners Association Board. That was all it was. To go over ORS sections and let them know what we could do and couldn't do by law on that planned urban development. It's essentially not city roadways, so we're limited with some of the things we can do.
But you do have rights to patrol it and stuff.
Oh yeah, we can go on and patrol it for certain and specific violations and for virtually all crimes that are misdemeanors and felonies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's more of a, it started out as a tow issue, whether or not we could tow off that property. We can't tow off that property, but we did an educational PowerPoint and some flyers and brochures so that we could educate the board how they could tow off of their own property if they'd like to.
So why they just tow to the top of the hill and leave
the post down.
The other thing was, I noticed in our pictures that Mullenrock's going to do some logging around Cooper Creek, and I was seeing the area that's around the pictures there. Does Douglas County own all of that land that's around, you know, right on the waterway?
I think Mullenrock Timber does.
I was told. So what kind of regulations do we have for the water quality, since that's where we're getting our water for the city now?
I don't know. I can find out for you.
Because it doesn't look like they're logging close to the water, but
I believe there's a buffer zone from the water line up, because I was on the council when they wanted to log all that, and that was one of the conditions that they could only log down. And I'm not sure how far it is, how many yards it is, but they can't come down enough to create a problem on the watershed.
Well, the trail goes around there, and that's why
I think it's above the map. That's above the trail. They can't come down to the trail.
And he did say that they would be staying above the trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I met with them.
That's good. Time on the trail. So.
That's all everything I have.
Okay.
Councilor Abert.
On the workshop we're going to have next week, what's the
on the agenda?
Topics, the agenda, or?
You want to answer that?
I think the first thing is just do some team building, come to an agreement how we're going to move forward, look at and examine the council rules, and make sure that you're all on board. What I'm asking the department heads to do is, I said, you know, don't look at council in terms of them up here, but that we're all equal, and tell the council what your biggest challenges are coming up this year and what you need from council to be successful. And at the same time, when we're done, then we want to hear from council what they need from us or what their expectations of us going into the new year. So that's the principal point of the agenda.
Some years back, and Wayne may remember this, we did a fiber optic company came in and was putting in fiber optic or something surrounding Sutherland. And at that time, this is a number of years ago, it was I kind of thought we were supposed to get access to that. Do we have access to it, or and is it?
It was Douglas Electric.
Was it Douglas Electric? I don't remember who it was, but they were. I remember some of the, having just read something where some city or entity went out and put internet access out to everybody within the community. I'm wondering if this is, I mean, that was something that they had talked about years ago, that this was going to be available to us, or?
Well, I asked that a couple of years ago, actually 2 or 3 years ago, and they never brought it to the city. It's up on the Knowles hillside up there in the industrial area, but it's never been brought to the city. Because I thought when they brought it, we were supposed to get fiber optic line into our city.
That was kind of my understanding too, but it seems like it was passing through. I mean, that was part of the program. It was going, you know, they had relay stations and whatnot, and it was going north. And as it came in, part of the deal was we were supposed to get access. And if that's the case, maybe we're missing something.
Mayor, Council President, Councilors, I had some dealings with a number of the internet providers over the last year, looking at how we could gain greater download and upload speeds. We were having some challenges with uploading digital evidence to the cloud. And I learned during that process, I don't know if it's true or not, that CenturyLink pretty much owns all the fiber optic in and around Sutherland, and everybody else subcontracts with CenturyLink to access that fiber optic. Again, I don't know if it's true or not. To my knowledge, I mean, I'm not aware of any promise that anybody's made that we would gain dedicated lines, because I had those lines priced, because I was interested in dedicating a line to the city, and it was quite expensive. It's between $500 and $800 a month, which is eight times what we pay now for the basic service level. So if somebody's got history associated with promises that were made, it'd be important that we know when that occurred and go back and pull up maybe some of that either contract or the council minutes if there was a presentation, because I'd be very interested in accessing fiber optics at no cost to the city. It'd save us thousands of dollars.
It was something it's been a number of years.
I can just comment briefly on that. Ron Harker was involved with that heavily, and he was involved in a committee that met like once a month or something like that. I believe it was in Eugene. I don't have a lot of recollection, but if you got a hold of Ron, he could tell you. I think it got dropped, but.
Was that Wantel or something like that?
I just remember he went to all those meetings.
So we'll be looking into it for Ron. Okay.
No, that's it. Tom?
Karen? I just had a couple of questions on this sheet of paper that you gave us last time. The water master plan, what is that about? Didn't we just do that? Or do we have to do it every year? Or how does that work?
Not necessarily. Good question, though. Not necessarily every year, but there are a number of anticipated growth areas in which our master plan doesn't even look at, what brought it out the most, at least for me, was the Duke Road waterline, in which we have our master plan doesn't address that area whatsoever. So if we're going to look at making changes, we need to re-examine the master plan. On top of that, once you finish a project like what we've done and have that capacity, it's good to re-examine the entire system to see how that ripple effect goes throughout the whole city. So it's really kind of that dual thing to respond to unanticipated growth areas that we didn't include in the master plan, and to see what impacts the new development has either resolved or not resolved. That's already in the master plan. So it's more of a master plan update as opposed to having to redo a complete new one.
Okay. And then a pavement plan, what are you looking at? Are you looking at another evaluation of all our city streets to see what we're going to do?
There's two pieces with that. Aaron and I talked about this last week, is that the principal reason we want to do it, we want to use this as a guide to us as we start selecting streets to invest our dollars on, which streets need it the most, number one. Number two, we want to get a sense of the long-term economic costs that's sitting out there with regard to street maintenance and coming up with ways to solve it. One of the examples is when we look at an infrastructure finance plan, this would be part of it. But it's going to help Aaron and the staff and the council bringing somebody in that would do analysis to all our existing streets to tell us which ones truly are in need of the most attention so that we don't let them deteriorate even more at three times the cost into the future.
So
it's not very expensive either, by the way.
It's not very expensive? Because we did a complete evaluation in 2007, mm-hmm. and nothing ever came of it. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to spend the money just to have, you know, a binder on the shelf someplace.
No, that's a very, very well said and a good point. 2007, of course, 8 years later, it's probably worth re-examining, but I think the key thing is, when Aaron and I talked about it, that's the exact same conversation we had. how much is it going to cost, and secondly, what's going to be the benefit to us, either immediately or long term. And of course, the last piece is we can't let it sit on the shelf.
Yeah, because I think that you want a lot of people want to do something about Central, and I think some of us think that we just need to have a plan before we take on a big another big street. So I'd like. That's a good idea.
Can I add just one thing to what she said? One thing I learned is that the city of Roseburg, I believe, has a rating system for their streets, and Nikki Messenger would probably, I don't know if she'd be willing to give you just like an Excel spreadsheet. And I believe the way it rates is, you know, every year or so they update it on so which street needs, you know, priority and down the line, and it could be based on complaints or whatever, you know. And so you kind of, you don't have to just sit there and go, oh, that's on the docket, and then another street gets worse, and then so it's a very good outline of rating the streets. So
and that's the model we're looking at as well.
Okay. I don't know if it's an Excel spreadsheet or what, but she might even be willing to, I don't know, I haven't talked to her about it, but
Just one more question about the sheet. You have engineer contract on here, and you had said something, talking with Chad about a different kind of engineer. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Right. I started off thinking it was going to be complicated. We brought in Jeff Nelson hoping he would work out. It did not. At the end of the day, it just didn't pencil out having an engineer on site. For a whole variety of reasons, principally because we're too small, we don't have the workload. And so what we were looking at is doing an RFP for an engineer. So we kind of did that. We sent notice out. Chad referred us to David Doofman. You know David, he sits in. And he said the new way of doing an engineer is to have a menu of engineers on contract. That depending on the project you're doing and their skill set, so instead of being stuck with any one engineer, we have a series of engineers. And if engineer company number one is really good with streets, we have a standing contract that we can just open up. And so that's what we've done. We've got four, soon to be five engineers that will be kind of our menus of choices, each with their own unique specialty and experience. And the nature of the contract is that it's on hold, it's there. Now, the contract refers to an Exhibit A, which is the scope of work. And so whenever we now engage them, we submit an Exhibit A. They tell us how much, we tell them how much we're gonna pay them, and the scope of work for that one specific project, it goes away. They go back into their world until we call them again. So that's how we set that up.
Are we going to try to deal with local people, with more local
Absolutely,
people?
We did. We have IE Engineering in Roseburg. We were able to get them. We have another company that isn't in Lebanon, Oregon, one in Portland, and there's two more still hanging out there waiting to either agree to the contract or not. Funny you mentioned the $3 million because they're required to have $3 million too, because Chad's mean. Some of them have, but I guess that's becoming the new standard.
It was so, $2
million. Right.
Now it's probably come up $3
million. Right.
Okay.
So that's how we've done that.
Me, the only thing I got is this weekend, Sullivan High School is hosting the Special Olympics tournament again. I come back from the weekend or the next meeting, but I think we've got like 25 teams, so 25 different communities coming into town. Huge event, you know, and I can always like to come back and give the numbers of volunteers and people if they're helping. So if you guys want to come up and watch some kids have some fun and work hard and stuff. Like I said, just don't yell at the refs.
I'm
one of the refs. So come up, check it out. You know, a lot of people, you know, the concession stands, I know the Booster Club is running that, so all the money raised from that goes back to the schools and the different sports programs. And there's a lot of other details I, you know, can report back on. But there's
that just Saturday?
Saturday, all day. So, that's all I got. So, public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. The time limit is 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. We have Nan. Come on up.
Thank you, Council, for allowing me to speak. I want to address an issue that bothered me here, and I would need your support and backing. Thank you, Bill, for allowing me to speak to you tonight. I would like to see the city endorse a cleanup campaign for this city. There are so many unkept yards and a few commercial yards. And for instance, when you drive down Central Street, there's one dwelling that has four rusted out, it appears to be non-working vehicles. And what I don't understand is why don't they take them for recycle and get paid for them? I mean, I just don't understand that. Now, this should not cost the city anything, and I have one idea that might put some money back into your budget. I need your help. I cannot do this by myself. I need your endorsement, your cooperation, and maybe some advertising. In order for me to know how feasible this is, I would need to meet with someone from your planning department so I know what your requirements are and procedures, because I don't know what they are. I have some ideas that would help clean up and make the main streets more attractive, like mowing high grass, simple stuff. I intend to take this to the senior citizens for volunteers and the churches in the city to get a few volunteers. However, I just find that especially after driving through Elkton yesterday, we drove through the residential, it's a very small town. I didn't see clutter in one yard, not one. There's just a proliferation of it here, I'm sorry. And it bothers me. Now, some people, of course, would need assistance, but then we would maybe have a pool of volunteers. So I'm here on behalf of asking you to cooperate with me, to appoint someone to meet with me and go over what feasible procedures we could put into place. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry, you can
Chief, don't we have an ordinance officer, or what are you calling it?
We have a code enforcement officer.
Can't the code enforcement officer go to those people, have the cars, and get them out of there?
We do it on a complaint-driven basis only.
Well, is that not a complaint?
It is, but it sounds like that complaints all of Central Avenue.
Well, then you have your marching orders.
she can meet with John, maybe you or the city.
Well, John, my thought was John and Christy Gilbert, and let them come up with an idea or a plan.
They'll be in contact with you.
Can you get a contact?
What street?
She already has the contact information. So.
Jerry, you did a good job.
Yes,
ma'am.
County,
well, would, we can still move.
Sutherland Downtown Development be of help to her?
Sure.
A good arrangement for them?
The Education Committee.
Yeah.
So, a good partnership.
Right. The Sutherland Downtown Development board meets Wednesday, the third Wednesday at noon. At where?
Abby's.
Third Wednesday at noon at Abby's, and they're doing the same thing that you're trying to do, just trying to get people volunteering and cleaning up the town. So
yeah, they're looking for volunteers.
And they're looking for volunteers, so if you have them, you'll be really welcome.
Thank you.
And then the city, they'll be in contact with you, okay?
That's great. Thank
all right.
You so much.
You betcha. I see no other forms. Does anybody else have anything public? Okay, we're adjourned. Council will take a 5-minute break before going into the workshop session. Thanks, everybody.